On This Day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Thursday, the 10th of December.
Michael Clark Duncan, the US actor who played John Coffey in The Green Mile, no longer with us, but he was born on this day back in 1957.
Do you leave the light on after bedtime? Because I get a little scared in the dark sometimes.
Having a birthday today is Susan Day. The American actress who played Laurie in The Partridge Family is 68.
Jack Hughes, lead singer and guitarist with British band Wang Chung, today is 66.
Turn up your radio.
English vocalist Paul Hardcastle is 63. He had his only Aussie hit in 1985 with this.
In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
Irish-born actor and director Sir Kenneth Branagh today is 60.
He's been in loads of movies, but I loved him in the remake of Murder on the Orient Express as Hercule Poirot.
Yeah, he was also in the movie Dunkirk and Dead Again and Much Ado About Nothing.
And Meg White, the US drummer and backing vocalist with the White Stripes, is 46.
Also on this day in 1768 that Encyclopedia Britannica was first published in Edinburgh.
And now we have Google. Sorry, Encyclopedia Britannica. In 1859, Queensland was proclaimed a colony separate from New South Wales.
The world's first traffic lights built near London's Parliament Square began operation on this day in 1868. I thought America had the first set of traffic lights.
Let them fight it out. In 1949, the Surf Life Saving Association of Australia was founded in Bondi.
Yes, it's a scene from Lawrence of Arabia starring Peter O'Toole, and that movie had its world premiere in London on this day in 1962.
Nominated for 10 Oscars. It won 7. In 1967, Otis Redding, the American soul singer, died at the age of 26 in a plane crash in Wisconsin.
Buckingham Palace announced that Prince Charles and Princess Diana had officially separated. That happened in 1992.
In 2001, The Fellowship of the Ring, the world premiere, opened in London.
Another London premiere that happened on this day, but in 2009, was Avatar, directed by James Cameron.
And in 2005, we lost US comedian and actor Richard Pryor at the age of 65.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 10th of December.